Memorial Day approaches, an almost unique holiday for us. We do not celebrate with joy. Rather, we honor fallen soldiers with wistful sadness in our hearts. Part of that sadness stems from the fact that so many of us know, or knew, some of those we honor. We honor those brave men and women who gave what Lincoln termed the last full measure of devotion. We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, or rather for us. Given what they did, mere words seem inadequate. We honor those who died giving birth to our country. We honor those who preserved the Union and ended what Lincoln called the scourge of slavery. Included as honorees are the black soldiers who were fighting for a freedom most people took for granted. We honor those who fell in two world wars, wars fought at least for partially altruistic goals. Among those we honor are the Japanese Americans who in World War II formed one of the most decorated combat units in the Army, while many of their family members languished in detention centers here. We honor those who fell in Korea and Vietnam, while most of us simply went about our business. We honor those who today still fight the long, lonely twilight war against terrorism. What is a common theme in all of these acts of heroism? In an old war novel, an admiral witnessing extraordinary heroism wonders, where do we find such men? Today, equally awestruck, we ask, where do we find such men and women? I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.